Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday the 4th of June. US President Trump's mega donor Musk has criticised the big, beautiful bill currently before Congress. Trump has repeatedly praised the bill. Does this matter? It might. The bill currently contains quite a lot of things that concern investors. There is a real sense that the consequences of some of the provisions have not perhaps been fully thought through, given the rush to get the legislation through the House. It is possible that some Republican senators will feel emboldened by Musk's opposition to promote changes to the fiscal plan. There's no certainty about this, of course. Musk has a lot more money than Trump, but their most recent election interventions have not been uniformly successful. Trump's latest big, if not beautiful, tax increases went into effect today, with 50% taxes on US consumers of imported steel. The tax liability is created, though that doesn't actually mean that the tax is immediately paid. That rather depends on whether there are enough government workers to collect the money. Consumers of British steel get a partial exemption, only paying a 25% tax. This is apparently because of the trade understanding between the UK and the US that has not actually come into effect and remains primarily spin at this stage. That agreement was supposed to set tariffs on US purchases of UK steel at 0%. So this retreat from the 50% tariff must be considered very partial and a demonstration of the unreliability of Trump's tariff pledges, which does raise questions about how enthusiastic the UK side will be in the ongoing trade negotiations. International politics adds a small distraction to financial markets. The Dutch government collapsed yesterday, which is something that is not entirely without precedent. The trigger was the withdrawal of the far-right Freedom Party. This is not, of course, likely to have any meaningful impact on the euro or indeed ECB policy. Meanwhile, Korea's presidential election produced the result that was largely expected by the financial markets, with the left-wing opposition candidate winning. Korean equities and the won have gained on the news. The global data calendar is quiet, aside from the clutter of some business sentiment surveys. There was a reminder of the dangers of putting too much trust in data yesterday, with the US Bureau of Labor Statistics announcing it will revise the April employment report owing to errors in the weightings used. The changes are not especially substantial, but it does emphasize the increased problems with both official and survey-based data quality. The job openings data yesterday continues to be based off a survey which has an overwhelming majority of firms that cannot be bothered to participate, and yet the data is often reported as if it contains some degree of precision. Precision must be considered an illusion with so low a response rate. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.